awful cover-up at the Veterans Administration, its mental health director insisting fewer than 800 military personnel attempted suicide last year. The same man in private in an email even bearing the remarkable admonition, shh, admitting the number of suicide attempts last year was not 800, but more like 12,000. Our fourth story on the countdown, even as one of its hospitals closed its psychiatric ward after a fourth vet killed himself there, the VA is still treating the crisis with denial or deception or both.
My name is Joyce Lucy, and I'm the mom of Corporal Jeffrey Michael Lucy. The last month of his life, he had this flashlight by his bedside, and he was looking for the camel spiders that he could hear running around the room. And when we went over to Iraq, he asked me to hold this coin for him every day so that he'd come home safely. I had no idea that it was after he came home that I should have been holding this coin. Jeffrey's death should never have happened. He was caught between the humanity of what he saw and what he had to do. My son was let down first by the government, who sent him to fight their war of choice and destroyed his soul. Several months after his return, he said that he would like to complete it. We never knew that he would never get the time to do that. Our fear the whole time he was over there was that he would be physically harmed. We never imagined that an emotional wound could and would be just as lethal. The letters we received from him were brief and sanitized. But to his girlfriend of 6 years, he said, in April of 2003, he felt he had done immoral things and that he wanted to erase the last month of his life. There are things I wouldn't want to tell you or my parents because I don't want you to be worried. Even if I did tell you, you'd probably think I was just exaggerating. I would never want to fight in a war again. I've seen and done enough horrible things to last me a lifetime.
I served with Kilo Company, 3rd Battalion, 8th Marines, as an automatic machine gunner. This man was innocent. I don't know his name. I called him the Fat Man. He was walking back to his house, and I shot him in front of his friend and his father. The first round didn't kill him after I had hit him up here in his neck area. And afterwards, he started screaming and looked right into my eyes. So I looked at my friend who I was on post with, and I said, well, I can't let that happen. So I took another shot and took him out. He was then carried away by the rest of his family. It took 7 people to carry his body away. We were all congratulated after we had our first kills, and that happened to have been mine. My company commander personally congratulated me, as he did everyone else in our company. This is the same individual who had stated that whoever gets their first kill by stabbing them to death will get a 4-day pass when we return from Iraq. I do have some video footage and pictures that I'll be sharing with you. This man right here was my 3rd confirmed kill. As you can see, he was riding his bicycle. This later on in the day, we went ahead and we had CBS Laura Logan with us, but she was with the other squad. And so she wasn't with us. So myself and 2 other people went ahead and took out some individuals because we were excited about the firefight we had just gotten into, and we didn't have a cameraman or woman with us. Anytime we did have embedded reporters with us, our actions would change drastically. We never acted the same. We were always on key with everything, did everything by the books. This is after one of the guys in weapons company had gotten shot. This is a way that we would take out our aggression. For those of you who don't know, it is illegal to shoot into a mosque unless you were taking fire from it. There was no fire that was taken from that mosque. It was shot into because we were angry. A lot of the raids and patrols we did were at the night, around 3 o'clock in the morning, around there. And what we would do is just kick in the doors and terrorize the families. On my wrist, there's Arabic for FU. I got that put on my wrist just 2 weeks before I went to Iraq because that was my choking hand. And anytime I felt the need to take out aggression, I would go ahead and use it. If the men of the household were giving us problems, we'd go ahead and take care of them any way we felt necessary, whether it be choking them or slamming their head against the walls. here has these stories. And there's been over a million troops that have gone in and out of Iraq. So the possibilities are endless. The reason I am doing this today is not only for myself and for the rest of society in here, but it's for all those who can't be here to talk about the things that we went through. Talk about the things that we did. With that being said, that is my testimony. I just want to say that I am sorry for the hate and destruction that I have inflicted on innocent people. And I'm sorry for the hate and destruction that others have inflicted on innocent people. At one point, it was okay. But reality has shown that is not, and that this is happening, and that until people hear about what is going on with this war, it will continue to happen and people will continue to die.